sugar. And if we refine that more, we get white sugar. And we refine that more, then we get rock candy. So as we keep refining that sugarcane juice more and more, it becomes sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. So similarly, rasa is like that. It gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter as we go through the different levels of prema. So these different levels are available in different rasas. So dasya rasa will have a lower level, and sakya rasa will have a higher level, up to sneha, for instance. And then vatsalya rasa will have up to raga, including raga. And then in madhurya rasa will have anuraga and man and mahabhava. So therefore madhurya rasa is considered to be the highest rasa because it has the most intense forms of prema. That doesn't mean it hasn't got the others. It includes everything. So whatever is in madhurya rasa has everything else. Just like in the elements, we have ether, and air, and fire, and water, and earth. And each of these elements has special qualities attached to it. So ether has sound as its quality, and air has sound and touch, and fire has sound, touch, and form. And water has sound, touch, form, and taste. And earth has sound, form, touch, taste, and smell. It has five qualities attached to it. So in other words, the earth will have all the qualities and plus extra, and gradually go up and have less and less. So like that, madhurya rasa will contain everything, and as we go down, then lesser, less, and lesser qualities manifest. So therefore, madhurya rasa is considered to be the supreme rasa. So in that madhurya rasa, of course, we'll find many varieties also. So we'll find, of course, madhurya rasa is even there with Lakshmi and Narayan and whatever. And it's there in the queens of Dwarka and Krishna, and then it was there in Vrindavan with Krishna and the gopis. So we'll find that Krishna with the gopis, that madhurya rasa is considered higher than that of the queens in Dwarka. Even though we can say that Rukmini and Satyabhama are like Chandravali and Radha expansions, but it's not on the same level. It's not as high. It's not as intense. So in other words, the queens of Dwarka do not have Anuraga and Mahabhava. They don't have that intensity, whereas the gopis have that intensity in Vrindavan. So therefore, the madhurya rasa in Vrindavan is considered to be the highest. And in that madhurya rasa in Vrindavan, we have various gopis also, on different levels. And some are more distant, some are closer, some are closer, and some are closer. Until we get, and they're all in groups. So when we come to the ultimate groups, then we have Chandravali and her group, and we have Radha and her group. They're considered the highest. But of those, Radha is the highest group. And her and Lali Kandishaka, that group is considered to be the supreme group of all. And in that group, of course, Radha is the highest. So she has the most intense Mahabhava displays of all. So in other words, she, because of that intensity of her love, Krishna surrenders to her. So therefore the relationship between Radha and Krishna is considered to be the highest of all. So that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has expressed that through his own activities when he was in Puri in his ecstatic symptoms, and he has taught this to the world. He said that love of Radha and Krishna is the highest form. Because it is the highest, it is also difficult to understand. The higher and higher we go, and the more intimate we go with Krishna and his devotees, it is more difficult for regular jivas to realize this. So normally, madhurya rasa is not open for people of the material world to realize. They can realize dasya rasa or maybe sakya rasa or whatever, but they can't go very high. So it requires great mercy of the Lord and Radha to go further than that. So it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that gives the mercy to allow the jivas to realize that love of Radha and Krishna, not only Madhurya Rasa, but Radha and Krishna's love. That is the special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is called Mahavadunya, or the most generous. He's most generous because he gives that highest love to the jivas of the material world. Huh? Now, of course, all forms of the Lord are generous and merciful. So Vishnu is merciful, and Paramatma is merciful, and Narasimha Deva is merciful, and Ramchandra is merciful. Yes, they're all merciful, but they don't give out the love of Radha and Krishna. Huh? So the only one who can do that is Krishna himself, ultimately, Radha and Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya comes in as Krishna to give out that love with the mood of Radha. So no one else can actually be that merciful. So Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered to be the most merciful of all because he gives out that highest love. And no other form of the Supreme Lord does that. Of course, we could say Krishna could do it also. But he takes the form of Lord Chaitanya to do that. So how does he give it out? How does he give out that mercy? Through teachings, of course, and through his example, Lord Chaitanya came to the material world to show that love to the material world, which he showed in his later years in Puri, in his different manifestations of Bhava. And he does it through empowering his devotees, like the Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, to explain Rasa and Bhakti Rasa Mita Sindhu, Ujjwala Nilamani, and Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath, and others. So he empowers devotees to reveal that. And, of course, through the chanting of the name of Krishna, in the Hare Krishna mantra. So all of these are the ways in which Lord Chaitanya distributes his mercy to the jivas of the material world. So as we know, the chanting of Hare Krishna is open to everybody. We don't say that you have to have diksha to chant Hare Krishna, or that you have to be pure, or you have to chant with faith. Even people without faith can chant. Even aparadis can chant. So everybody can chant the name of the Supreme Lord and Hare Krishna. So in this way, it is open to everybody. And it has great power. That doesn't mean everybody gets the same result, though. So though it is open to everybody, the teachings of scripture is that you must also have some knowledge in order to effectively chant so that you can get the correct result. That is, you can realize Radha and Krishna. You'll have to have some correct knowledge. That is not jnana in the normal sense. This is Bhagavad Jnana or Sambandha Jnana or Sarup Jnana, which is part of bhakti. So that knowledge we have to get. That we get from the devotees. So what is that knowledge? That is, we must understand the difference between jiva and Krishna. We have to understand the difference between Maya and Supreme Lord. In other words, the Lord does not have a material body. And jiva cannot become Supreme Lord. So there's difference. And we have to have realized the nature of that Supreme Lord. He is Brahman, he is Paramah, but he's also Bhagavan. And as Bhagavan, he has so many forms, but ultimately, he is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. So, the devotee, in order to chant the name properly, has to get a very clear idea of all of this. If he doesn't, then he's called, what's called Nama Bhas, or impure chanting of the holy name. So through that knowledge, he can get rid of those impurities and come to Sudanam. It is with Sudanam that one becomes qualified to get prema. So one chants some Sudanam and goes through the stages of sadhana, bhava, and prema. So one must be qualified with pure bhakti and pure chanting, and then the name becomes perfect. But the name is open to everyone. So, if everyone chants, some will chant with Aparad, some will chant with Abbas, and some will chant purity if they get knowledge. So they all get the result. But the result for those that do Namabhas or those who do Namabhas is not so good. But there's some result. And just as Ajamil chanted the name accidentally with no faith, but no aparad. So in one sense, he didn't have knowledge, so it was a bas. But he destroyed his karmas at least. So even chanting without knowledge, with ignorance, this can have a great effect on a person. But in itself, it will also not bring us to the highest level. It's still namabhas. So one has to come to the level of pure chanting. So that is why Lord Chaitanya gave teachings and the Goswamis gave teachings, so that we can actually come to the level of pure chanting of Krishna's name. So it is the duty of all living energies to spread the Yuga Dharma of chanting and to spread the teachings along with it, so that people can chant and on the level of pure bhakti or sudanam. So that is the nature of the Sankirtan movement. So one chants, performs bhakti in order that we come to a level from sadhana bhakti to bhava bhakti to prema bhakti. And we also chant to preach to others so that they can also come to the same levels. So we give out the name and we give out the teachings in order that other people can also advance in their Krishna consciousness and come to the highest level. So it is a combination of letting people hear the name and, where it is appropriate, to give them teachings. So there is, of course, a restriction. You should not preach to the faithless persons. So we can give out the name, but we cannot preach to those that have no faith. So first of all, we let everybody hear the name. And those that are qualified with no hostility to the Lord, or the practice of bhakti, or the name, or the Vaishnavas, to those persons, then we can actually give knowledge. And they can come to the level of getting Shraddha and practicing pure bhakti. And those that are in the level of aparad, no, we cannot preach to them. We can only expose them more to the name so they become purified eventually. And then once they are free from aparad and hostility, then we can begin to preach to them. So that is the process of chanting the name. And even in chanting, there is stages. There is kanishta in pure chanting. That is, there's kanishta, madhyama, and uttama. So the kanishta is one who can accept bhakti and accept the name, but he has no knowledge and the faith is very weak. So sometimes he can get convinced by opposite parties. So he's not very steady. The madhyama is more steady. He has stronger faith. He has little more knowledge. So that if people argue with him, he will not be convinced of some other philosophy and not go away. So at least he's steady. Better than that is the person that has much deeper knowledge, much deeper faith, and can use that knowledge and that faith to defeat the arguments of others who try to counteract. And he can also convince others. In other words, he can preach nicely to other persons. So he is called the uttama, or the highest type of devotee. This, of course, is all within sadhana bhakti, and within pure bhakti. And of course, it is preferable to be uttama rather than madhyama or kanishta. There is a warning that if one has bad association, then one can, which means bad association, means people who are offensive, people who have no faith, people who are aparadis. So by association with them, we can also take up aparad. If we do that, then whatever progress we made will be damaged in bhakti. So we have to be aware of that aparadis and bad association. But if we follow the process properly, chanting with faith, and with knowledge, etc., and we come to this level of Uttamadhikari, then
we can progress nicely through all the stages we can go through, Nartanavritti, Anishtaruchi, Asakti Bhava, and Prema. Accepting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and thus getting the mercy of Radha and Krishna. So it is said that Krishna is available through his devotees. So of course, Krishna comes as a devotee through as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But of course, then the other form is through devotees. We get the mercy of devotees so that we can accept the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and then get the mercy of Radha Krishna. So that is another way. And another way, of course, is we get the mercy of Radha. She is the greatest devotee. So somehow, if through devotees we can get the mercy of Radha, then we get the mercy of Krishna also. So it is said that one should approach Krishna through Radha. So therefore we say Hare Krishna. We chant the name of Radha first to go to Krishna because she's the greatest devotee. So, of course, to qualify for Radha, then of course we have to have great devotion also. So that's why we go through the devotees and through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through the Parampara system. So anyway, if we follow this process of approaching Krishna through the devotees, and with proper knowledge, etc., with great sincerity, then we get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we get the mercy of Krishna ultimately. And we can come to the highest realization of all. Hare Krishna. Well, as far as some things are kept hidden, of course there are Puranas like the Brahmavivarta Purana or the Padma Purana where she is directly mentioned. Bhagavatam does not mention her name directly, just as Sukadeva Goswami also does not mention many details and many other pastimes and many other facts out clearly, because certain things he thinks should be kept secret. But those who are serious devotees will understand the real meaning. So he leaves clues. So he does not say the names directly, but through the descriptions and the words, then we can get an idea of what he actually means. So this is the way serious devotees can understand. Yes, he actually is talking about Radha and Lalita and Vishakha, but we have to find out where by seeing the symptoms of different gopis who are described. So of course that's difficult for normal devotees, so therefore that's why Jiva Goswami, Vishnu Chakravarti, they will identify, oh, this is Radha speaking, or this is Radha doing this, or this is Vishakha speaking here, or this is Lalita doing this, or this is Chandravali here doing this. So they will do this, but Sukadeva does not mention the names because he says this is only open for those who are qualified. So therefore those who are qualified devotees will understand who they are, but those who aren't, then they will not see them. Well, yes, in one sense we're not qualified for anything, but we become qualified through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and through the devotees and through the Sampradaya. And that is how we become qualified. Thank you.